Let's now take up a much longer process called Route 1, Step 9, R19, Grand Tour. The R19 Grand Tour is one of the more interesting things to do with an exteriorized individual. It's a very simple process. What you do is run change of space with enough interesting locales in it to show him that he can chase around a great deal of universe and look at a great many things. You would not do a grand tour until you had found out that he considered it was safe to look at some things, you see. So it's in its logical, natural place here. The grand tour can be short or long, but the minimum that you would do with a grand tour would be as follows: teaching to be near certain planetary bodies and teaching to be in things and out of things, in other words, interiorized and exteriorized, at will. In other words, put him across distances and move him in and out of things. Now that's a grand tour, using planetary bodies. The commands could be quite imaginative, but make sure that if your commands are imaginative, that they are of a character which can be obeyed. Make sure of that. In all auditing, I'll put this in just to cite it, all auditing, remember that a communication lag mustn't be interrupted. You ask the person a question. You can ask the same question again without his answering it, just prompting him to answer it. But he's got to answer the question you asked. Now, that is a little game the auditor plays, and an auditor who forgets this will discover that he asks the question and then doesn't get the answer, asks another question, doesn't get the answer to that, asks another question, all in an effort to help the pre-clear, you see. You've just stacked up three unfinished cycles of action for this pre-clear, just like that. Similarly, in giving him a command of execution, you say, all right, be near the moon, as one of the first commands of the grand tour, be near the moon. And the fellow says, the moon, I can't find the moon. Well, that's all right, be near a steeple here in town. Oh, this is a bad auditor error. Communication lag. All that fellow was giving you was communication lag. You said, be near the moon. And he said, let's see. Well, I really can't find the moon. I don't know where the moon is. Where would the moon be? I wouldn't dare be up there near the moon anyhow. And so forth. That's just what communication lag outflow, isn't it? Eventually, he will be able to be near the moon. He'll think it over and he'll regard this. He's being a little bit scared. See? The only reason he's doing this. Which means, really, that you didn't run R18 long enough to make him feel safe to look at things, you see. So we say that you've run R18 long enough, then you can do a grand tour. Things are safe to look at, which means it's safe to locate. Things are safe to locate. All right. The first thing you'd ask him as you start the grand tour, you'd ask him to be near Earth. Well, now, he's already on Earth or around here somewhere. Be near Earth. Merely asking to be cognizant of the fact that he's somewhere in the vicinity of this planet. And then you say, the next line, be near the moon. And that asks him to be somewhere in the vicinity of the moon. Well, of course, he'll try to move to the moon many times, you know. As though he'd get out a canoe or a small spaceboat or something of the sort and row himself up to the moon. People get a little bit strange about this. All he has to do is postulate he's near the moon and he's there. He can see anything he wants to see when he's there. Because you say, be near the moon, he says, okay, I'm near the moon. And the next thing you would say to him would be near the sun. And then be near the earth again. Now you've taken him from the earth to the moon to the sun back to earth again, haven't you? Now that's why we mean grand tour. We're changing space. We mean him to suddenly appear at a precision spot someplace, not to move to it, but to be at that spot and to look from simply look from a location. That's all we're asking him to do. So we say, be near Earth, be near the moon, be near the sun, be near Earth. And we could keep on doing this and would keep on doing this for some time. Be near the moon, be near the sun, be near Earth. And you'll find out that he will start doing it much more rapidly than he was doing it for. And so you will have to telegraph it to him much more easily. He will have to say to him, as you commonly do, although it disobeys one of the primary factors of auditing, it makes him remember the rest of the thing. You say, moon, sun, earth. Actually, better auditing to say, be near the moon, be near the sun, be near earth, be near the moon, be near the sun, be near earth. We just chase him around on that circuit. It's really better auditing to tell him that each time, you see. Chase him around the circuit. You'll find out that he goes more rapidly. In fact, he will start going so rapidly that vocal commands become arduous for him. He'll have to wait around for all these words to get out. Well, what's the first phenomenon that is noticed by the auditor? That he is moving slowly at first, and then that he's moving more rapidly. Well, now there's another phenomenon, which is the same phenomenon, really. It is that the thetan is in the influence of gravity when you start to run R19. To a greater or lesser degree, he is influenced by gravity as an awareness unit. See, he's under the influence of gravity. And as you chase him on this circuit, he finds he can be near these bodies without experiencing their gravity. See, that's a big gain, isn't it? He can be near these bodies without experiencing their gravity. So he will notice as he swings in, gets near the moon, you see that he starts to go down to the surface of the moon. Be near the sun, he starts to see? And he starts to get close to the surface of the sun. And he'll be near earth, and he starts to swing down on earth. Well, if you chase him around there, he less and less has a tendency to do that. In other words, he can fix himself much more precisely because he's gotten over the idea that he is interfered with by gravity. All right? You follow me then as what you're doing and why this changes space is that way. Well, now look, though. If you're... Remember what I first told you in R18? Remember R18? I told you that if he was going to be influenced by anything, if he was going to be in effect, remember, he would have to himself be hanging onto some mass. No, so as you chase him around to the moon, to the sun, to the earth, and he's less and less influenced by gravity, you must be taking some mass away from him, huh? Ah, so that is the thing you must remember in running the grand tour. Remedies heaviness. Put up 8 anchor points and pull them in on yourself. Put up 8 anchor points and pull them in on yourself. Put up 8 anchor points and pull them in on yourself. Put up 8 anchor points and pull them in on yourself. Ah, he feels better. But this new energy that he marked up is not now under the influence of gravity. So he can chase around to these various places and he can be fluid as can be. He can have his pockets full of old tin cans and other things which he's marked up and it doesn't bother him. You see, you've freed him of gravity, even though you have given him some mass. Now, gravity is merely a consideration. All right, let's get to the next point, which is really destructive in the grand tour, really destructive of having this. You have him find a rock and have him be inside that rock, and then have him be outside of it, and then be inside of it, and then be outside of it, and then be inside of it. By the way, a thetan drilled this way ceases to be afraid of being trapped. You see this? All a trap is being inside something, interiorized. All right, and as long as he's afraid of being trapped, he will get into things. And stick. All right, so you say, be inside the rock, be outside the rock, be inside the rock, be outside the rock, be inside the rock, be outside the rock. And along about that moment, you will notice that his havingness is shot. So you will say, put up 8 anchor points, pull him in, put up 8 anchor points, pull him in, put up 8 anchor points, pull him in. Put up 8 anchor points and pull him in, put up 8 anchor points, pull him in. Be inside the rock, outside the rock, inside the rock, outside the rock, inside the rock. This is about the speed of auditing, by the way, because if you're dealing with somebody exteriorized, there's no reason to put on the brakes. As soon as he executes or gives you any signification that he's executed, you give him the next auditing command. That is one of the hardest things that it takes an auditor to learn, is the fact that somebody exteriorized is fast. All right, so be inside the rock, outside the rock, inside the rock, outside the rock, 8 anchor points, pull him in, 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 inside the rock, outside the rock, inside the rock, outside the rock, inside the rock, 8, outside the rock. Okay, center of earth. Now, why'd you take a rock? Well, that's just gradient scale, because you're working up to the center of earth. All right, so you want to be center of earth, outside earth, inside earth, outside earth, inside earth, outside earth, inside earth. outsider, 8 anchor points and pull them in, 8 anchor points and pull them in, 8 anchor points and pull them in, inside the moon, outside the moon, inside the moon, outside the moon, inside the moon, outside the moon, 8 anchor points and pull them in, 8 anchor points and pull them in, 8 anchor points and pull them in, inside the sun, outside the sun, inside the sun, outside the sun, 8 anchor points and pull them in, 8 anchor points and pull them in, 8 anchor points and pull them in, inside earth, outside earth, inside earth, outside earth, 8 anchor points and pull them in, 8 anchor points and pull them in, 8 anchor points and pull them in. That is about your speed of auditing, by the way. Okay. Well, what's happened to this boy about this time, though? If you didn't tell him to remedy his hattiness, he would have just gone zoom, zoom, zoom. You're ripping to pieces every facsimile and engram that he is privately, secretly holding on to that tells him he can be trapped. You're just tearing them up at a mad rate. So let's give him hattiness to make it up. It is the hattiness which is the thing, not the significance of the hattiness. When you finish up this drill, doesn't matter how long you take that. It actually, a grand tour can be conducted in about a half an hour total. But when you have finished this up, you will have somebody who is no longer worried about gravity, who is no longer worried about being trapped, and who is no longer worried about such things as the atomic blast of the sun. Now, there are many odds and ends that you throw in on a grand tour. Find a sun plume. So, yeah. You hear it? Yeah. See, there's no air around the sun, but electronic field can carry sound. One of the reasons that Satan is more afraid of sound than anything else is because it is in the early part of the track associated not with air, but by an electronic blast. The electronic blast itself was carrying sound. So you say, find a plume and slide down on it to the face of the sun. Find a plume and slide down on the face of the sun. Here, in other words, coaxing him to move. Now you teach him to move. You could have him find Mars, be outside of Mars and move down on the surface, but he's immediately going to discover the force field of Mars. I'm sorry that this has to be so. It's not science fiction. He will always discover the force field of Mars. There's something wrong with Mars. You say, move down to the surface of Mars. He doesn't like that. Be on the surface of Mars. Okay, be outside of Mars, on the surface of Mars, outside of Mars, be on the surface of Mars, outside of Mars. Now I'm going to move down to the surface of Mars. Didn't like that a bit. All right, I made it. Hey, what do you know? Hey, there's something around here. Well, move out to the outer atmosphere of Mars. Move down to the surface of Mars. He finally gets so he can move through force fields. Every once in a while you discover some boy who is standing there looking at a huge ultraviolet ball or a big pyramid such as you see on the dollar bill. And all, actually, it's almost the exact emblem, the dollar bill. That's the gates of Mars. That's the between life area. He'll run into this and tell you all about it. Well, now, don't you be surprised. It's simply the gates of Mars, the callback area. Just have him just run change of space. Now, the rest of this is change of space. Now, this whole list in the printed edition of the Auditor's Handbook that tells you all the places you change space. How do you run somebody on change of space? It is something like spotting spots, but it's the Thetan's way of spotting spots. Be in the childhood home, be here, be in the childhood home, be here, be in the childhood home, be in this room, in better parlance. Be in the childhood home, be in this room, childhood home, be in this room, childhood home, be in this room, back and forth, back and forth. Having this rips to shreds, facsimiles fly off in all directions. You say, mark up 8 anchor points and pull them in, mark up 8 childhood homes and pull them in, 8 more childhood homes and pull them in. Doesn't matter what you're asking to mark up. Okay, now, be at your entrance point to the Mesk universe. That's a swindle, by the way. He was already in the Mesk universe, and then somebody got a hold of him and told him he's now in the Mesk universe. He'll find this out. Change of space. If he's doing change of space very, very slowly, it means that he's very short on havingness. So you just remedy havingness harder. If he gets real slow on change of space, remedy he's having is harder. That's the general law that goes back to this. Now, you see what a grand tour is. Grand tour is essentially just chasing him around known parts of this universe. It could be extended. You could chase him all over this physical universe. You could have him be in the center of galaxies. Anything you want. As long as you remember to remedy his havingness, to be in a certain spot, 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 each time naming a different spot. And be inside of something and be out of sight of something. One of the common practices in the grand tour is asking to be inside a black star. Outside it, inside it, outside it, inside it. And, ooh, boy, is that ripping the pieces because there are black stars up there which are so heavy and so dense that electrons can't escape from them. So they appear to be black, but they are a seething electronic mass immediately on their surfaces. That is a grand tour. It teaches a person not to be afraid of distance. So on. It is something which is run in stabilizing and is a standard step and a necessary step in the stabilizing of a preacher. Okay.